Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on 104.1 FM KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Kehoe signed a new U.S. House map into law Sunday. The redrawn map splits a district that's long been a stronghold of Democrats. And even before it was signed, it faced legal challenges. More are expected. With me now, Michael Wolf, retired Missouri Supreme Court judge and chief justice and former dean and professor emeritus at St. Louis University School of Law. Thank you so much for taking time with us this morning.
Good morning, Megan. Yes, happy to be here.
So how likely is it that legal questions concerning this redistricting will ultimately end up before the state's highest court?
Well, quite likely. There are four lawsuits, but they have some common elements to them. I think probably the most prominent is whether or not you can do redistricting after in the mid-decade period, after way after you've had a census. Because the Missouri Constitution says that the state must redistrict when the state receives the census results, and that's every 10 years. So it was about 5 years ago that we received the results. That was set up actually by a federal statute in 1929 that set the number of House districts at 435, and then each state gets allocated how many districts it has based on what its population is. So and Missouri followed that pattern when it wrote the constitutional provision in 1944 that says when you get the census, that's when you do redistricting. There'll be arguments, well, you can do it anytime. If that's true, then you could do it every other year. Every time you have an election, you could do a redistricting. And I don't think that the people who drafted the Constitution and voted on it really intended for that kind of chaos.
So another legal question that a lot of people are talking about is Emanuel Cleaver's district, the Kansas City district that has been carved up under this new map. One of the things that Representative Cleaver has said is that they use Troost Avenue, a street that has long segregated black and white residents, as one of the dividing lines for the new districts. Could this map be challenged on the grounds that it is diluting the voting power of minorities?
Yeah, the Missouri Constitution says that the districts have to be compact, contiguous, and as nearly equal in population as possible. So the compactness is what is being challenged here, and that is that instead of having a district that sort of is kind of packed together in one area, the 5th Congressional District, which is now represented by Emanuel Cleaver, goes from part of Kansas, right through the heart of Kansas City, all the way out, I think, past Columbia, Missouri. So the challenge, and there's a new lawsuit that was filed the other day by the an outfit called the National Redistricting Foundation, and brought on behalf of a number of Missouri residents of various congressional districts, that this compactness standard is wildly violated.
You're listening to Michael Wolf. He's, of course, the retired Chief Justice of the Missouri Supreme Court and Professor Emeritus at St. Louis University Law School. So we've mentioned the compactness. We've mentioned whether constitutionally the legislature could even do this in the middle of a census period. Are there any other potential legal challenges to this redrawn congressional map in Missouri?
Well, the there is an effort by a group called People Not Politicians to gather signatures, because Missouri has what is unusual, I think, but in our Constitution, if the legislature passes a law, within 90 days of that law being passed, if the opponents gather a certain number of signatures, and I think the number is about 120,000, the law then goes on the ballot for the voters to say yes or no to the law. So in effect, it's a citizen's veto of a law. The last time I think this was used was in the Right to Work campaign of a few years ago, when the legislature passed a Right to Work law. The labor unions and other allies put together an effort and got 120,000 or so signatures and went on the ballot, and the voters said no to the law. And so in effect, the citizens vetoed that law. It was an effort to do the same thing, although I think the attorney general of the state has challenged whether you can use that law in this particular instance. But the redistricting is done by law. It's done by the legislature, and so it doesn't seem to be different from any other law, but we'll see how that comes out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another question I have in this is just a practical matter when we look at the fact that we're only about a year out from that 2026 midterm election. How long could it take for cases to wind through the courts? How could legal challenges then impact election officials and ultimately voters in this?
You're right to think that. You can run for Congress without being a resident of the district in which you end up serving. So people who want to run can run either based on where they think the lines are going to be. But it's pretty difficult to do that because you really want to concentrate on where you think the votes are if you're running. And so it could go on for some months. I mean, the courts are pretty good at expediting things, but some of these lawsuits may require testimony. They may require actual trials and then an appeal. I think when you're challenging a statute, a law, that appeal will go directly from the circuit court. And there's one or two of these cases in Kansas City, and the others are in Cole County and Jefferson City. The appeals will more likely than not go straight to the Missouri Supreme Court. So you could have a ruling early in 2026 on these things, or the courts may slow it down and wait to see if there's something on the ballot where the voters say yes or no. If the voters say, no, we don't want this, then the courts don't have anything to do. So between those two things, there's sort of a creative tension, if you will. But I think that probably by the middle of winter, we'll have some resolution of this, and people will know where they're running. You can run a pretty good campaign in the 5 or 6 months before the August primary, and that's probably about the timing. That's simply a guess, but my guess is that we've got time to have this straightened out. That's whether we're going to run in the current existing districts or the new ones that were drawn under the new legislation, or something else.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your insights this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to be with you.
That is retired Chief Justice of the Missouri Supreme Court, Michael Wolff, also Professor Emeritus at St. Louis University Law School, joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.